The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
If you understand Christianity, you'll enjoy Christianity. If you understand it, what you need is to understand Christianity, understand the Christ, understand the faith. God is not difficult. Amen. I say God is not difficult. I say God is not difficult. I'm not saying it's easy to understand God. I'm saying that God is not grievous. Maybe that's better. God is not grievous. God is not a hard taskmaster. God is good. So what is it? God is good. Come on, say it again. God is good. God is beautiful. God is beautiful. God is good towards all. If God wants to destroy or reduce us, He won't come to us. Praise God. And so all the labor of preaching is to really unveil to us, to give us understanding of God, so that we can have assurance in our heart to stay on, not just for today, to stay on for eternity. To stay on. When you say somebody draws back from God, it's because he doesn't understand. Yes. He doesn't understand. Obviously, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. We are of them. So there's a crop of those people who believe to the saving of the soul. We are not of them that draw back unto perdition. We are of them that believe on. We are those who make progress to God. And so there is a way to ascertain that we can make progress to God. There's a way you start a race and it's a bad race already. I didn't know that. It's already a bad race because you have not started according to the principles, according to the expectations. I know they're doing one athletic competition in London this summer. Okay, I don't even know exactly the name of the competition. And they were going to take, is it hurdles? Hurdles. They want to take hurdles. They're going to start. And one of them started before the gun. And what I knew last in such was that they will give you the last chance. If you repeat it, you are disqualified. It's a global competition. So one girl started for the gun. And amazingly, she was disqualified. I mean, before the whole world, she has to just walk away and they have to just help her away from the rest of. I feel ashamed for her. I feel like, wow, is that not too stringent? You know, the temptation of wanting to respond at the gun. Because if you don't catch up with that, if somebody shoots before you, that could be the end of, you know what I'm saying, of you winning the medal. Because the essence of all the running is for the medal. Nobody came there to come and just throw himself. Nobody came there. Anybody at that level came for the medal. And they are potential medalists. So that hormone, you know that kind of hormone in you? How many of you have you been told before, Otibonju? Otibonju. So it's a temptation that an average human being can make. But at that level, it's not forgivable. They expect that before you get that level of competition, you must have dealt with that. Oh, I said, wow. If man has this level of expectation, man, have this level of expectation. Okay, well, did you also watch Nigeria match? When they applied the new FIFA rule of the keeper staying on the line for a penalty. That is the greatest killer to a keeper. To stay at a penalty and not to pick up. Because that's the way you can, you know. Because there's a way you play the penalty that no keeper can take it. It's a steed and an angle you play it, no keeper. It doesn't matter how much you have trained. So it is, if you can pick up before they play it, and you happen to pick up the right time, that's when you block it. If you stay where you are when it is played, you can't get there. So the new rule is you can't step out of the line. When they applied on Nigeria, I just felt, wow. Was it not hard? So they blow, but it was not grievous because they had expected you that before you get that kind of level of competition, you have mastered the principle. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So anyone who strives for mastery, if you want to get mastery, must be temperate. Temperate is not just being calm, must be knowledgeable, must give attention to details. Christ is mastery. Christ is glory. Christ is Paul called it I, calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. I calling of God. Amen. I press towards the mark for the prize of the I calling of God. He called it I. Because the calling is I. Come on, say I calling. Because to make man to inherit Christ or to become Christ is not actually imaginable for any woman's mind. Praise God. Am I with you in the house, please? Amen. That's Christianity. Now, I've always said here that the first thing to even correct is, why are you a Christian? Well, an average people, to be a Christian is just to escape to heaven. Let's just escape Nigeria to heaven. You know? This Nigeria is terrible. It's just terrible. Amen. Praise God. But if you're going to go to the level, that level of competition, the expectation must be clear. It doesn't allow space for... So those who are trained there, who are brought there, they go through a kind of training from basic. That's why most of the time Nigerians can't compete with high-level competition because we're not trained from childhood. If it's football you're playing, you're going to play your football along the street for the first 20 years of your life. In those days, they used to get students from Princess Cup, Southern School, get talents from there, and from there, clubs even comes around to watch, maybe from semi-final of cups like that, and they pick young guys from that. But nobody, it doesn't exist anywhere anymore. Even with the state, the government says the football commissioner is to make money. It's not for any talent hunt. You understand? So, apparently today, before you know, you can play ball well. You're already 25. That's when you're going to scout for the 17. That's not right. Amen. Praise God. So, scout for the 17 and they want to get you. Wow, this guy is trying. They pick you at 25 for under 17. Because the guy is not tall, but the bones and the muscles are calcified. So you take them for under 17. And the white men see, we just say, well, wow, you have great boys here. No, these boys are already old. They're not boys. These are men here. Because to them, if their children can be good at that age, there's a great future. But that guy you are picking is at his peak. He can't learn any new thing. So what I do is pick them and say, why you are good boys? I take them to training. In 2 weeks, they have not changed. Don't play this way, play this way. The guy can't change the thing. The boss is that. Amen. So you get to our eaglet, to our flying goose, to our... In the same pattern of football. It's not the same pattern. It's not changed. Because when they get to eaglet, they're already old. They're not trained from childhood. They have not mastered from basics. So... sometimes you can have a wrong start and it may be difficult for you to adjust. Praise God. So I want us to know that now Paul uses all kind of things to typify the faith of Christ. He uses famine, he uses race, because those letters were written to churches in Asia, and Asia has lots of things that look like a competition. Is that right? Amen. Using that to tell you how definite, how accurate, how glorious, how high, how what you are calling to is. It's not just a religious thing you do on the head through to escape. There's something you have to attain on the head. Not to attain in heaven, to attain on the head. There's expectation for attainment. And you got to be aware of that to know that you are being rated in your progress. Amen. You are being rated in your progress. You should know that you are involved in a race and you are being marked in your progress in the race. What I don't want in my life, I don't want to waste time. I'd rather go and play and sleep than waste time. I don't have time. Once I know this thing is not profitable, I just go. I don't have interest. So you're not called to a religious observation. You're not called to escapist system. No. You are called to become. You are called to attain. You are called to be transformed. You are called to reach a mark. You are called to a standard. You are called to obtain something. To obtain something is to become something. Hallelujah. So those who do it naturally, they put everything into it to ensure that they become that. I was telling somebody of a reason, I was trying to convey how serious the issues that pertaining to our salvation is. And the person is an academic, and I was telling, do you know how much energy you put into publishing on an international journal? Okay? Many of you are not there. Some of you are there. How much energy of trying to reach accuracy to ensure that your paper is accepted. You do work, you write up, you read over and read over. Sometimes you give them someone else to edit for you. Or else when they send your paper back, you'll not be happy with yourself. You know what I'm saying? The way they will go tear it up, the comments are not going to, they're not going to be happy with you. You feel like I should not write anything in my life anymore. You're going to feel insulted. You know what I'm talking about now? Do you know how much of energy? Do you put half of that energy? Not if not equal energy. Do you put that much of energy into your spiritual realities? Into seeing that the life of God that you are calling to is really your. Do you put that such energy? You assume. You assume God understands. But you don't assume in your business. You don't assume in your academics. You don't assume in things that matter to you. But when it is God, you assume God understands. And all of that you are doing it to obtain a perishable mastery. Amazingly, one of the things, the worst thing you have achieved in life is degrees. You can't transfer degrees. if you labor on business, you can transfer your business to a child. That's not true. But when you obtain degrees, or when you obtain crown, they don't crown you for your child. You don't win the gold in Olympic and win it for your child. It's always personal. That's not true. Always personal. Whatever has to do with crowning is personal. So you're going to win the crown of glory to God, it's going to be personal. Amen. Hallelujah. What am I saying this morning? My mind is just on the fact that we take things for granted when it is spiritual matters. The devil robs us so much because we are careless. Or we are carefree in spiritual matters. The devil assaults our movement in the spirit because of the past assumptions we had. It's like somebody is saying, okay, you've been in the church for some time. What is eternal life? What is eternal life? For the first time, you're going to look at it. But you sing eternal life every day. Is that not true? Eh? You hear eternal life every day. You read scriptures, you hear eternal life, but have you ever come to a point and say, what is eternal life? Basic things, ABC things, that makes your start even reasonable. Do you understand what I'm saying? Praise God. If it is your business, we ask every question to ensure you get it right. Is that not true? But with the spiritual things, you don't ask every question. Because sometimes it doesn't really matter along the line. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to just go back to some few basics today. I just feel my heart. Few basics. Why are they like that? When I have some feedback, I want to feel that they do really start well. If we started very well, we should not have a problem with them. Matthew chapter 6. Let me read from verse It was a message on the mount. That is the beginning of Jesus teaching actually with his disciples. That was documented. Talking about the teaching on the mount. In verse 20. Are you in 20? Okay, 19 says, lay not up yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Verse 21 says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Every teaching of the apostles, actually, they are all around this basic entry point assertions of Jesus. Now, he wasn't teaching them because they are already perfect. He was giving them keys that are needed to be, issues that are needed to be satisfied before you can ever desire to enter into life. Do you want to go into life? Or you want to just be in church? Because there are two different things. You just want to be in church and acquire all your mastery learnings by being a member of Eternal Life Embassy, right? Or being like a deeper life, like being a member of Apostolic Faith. So anywhere you get to, you're going to be defending your church because you are just a part of a gathering. Amen? But Jesus will tell you, do you want to enter into life? If it is life, your church, whatever, does not matter. Your church can be a help. There are basic expectations for everyone who want to enter into life. It's not about family members, it's not about false care, it's about a man. Like the young rich ruler that came to Jesus and asked him, good master, what must I do that I may inherit eternal life? He actually went far. That I may inherit. He didn't even say that I might enter. Jesus said, to even enter. Let's start with entrance. Let's not start with inheriting. Amen. Because many times we say what we don't even know. The guy wants to inherit eternal life. You can't inherit except you have entered into that sphere. And you are not offended to come out. Because you can come inside and go back. Is that not true? Praise God. Amen. So this guy wants to do one thing, but just knew that to enter in, first thing you're going to do that is expected of you to do that has no alternative is that you will go back and do what? You will take everything you are going to sell. You will give them to what? Are you here? You will now come back and take your cross and follow me. How many instructions? Go sell your goods. Definite. Don't give to rich. If you give to the rich, you miss it. Because you have secured your wealth for the future. The rich will secure your wealth. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Put it where you can't see it anymore. But the poor cannot retain your money. Even if it's a billion. Where they are poor, it's not because they don't have money. It's because they don't have riches. Wisdom. I can translate them into riches. You know what I'm saying? So give them, they will drain the money. What will you do next? You will come back. You will not take your cross. If you were Jesus, what will you do? You will say, okay. Go and, I want to make it simple for you. Easier for you. Huh? Go and sell your goods. Come back. I will tell you the next thing. When it does the first one, you have tried. One. Go and give to the poor. When you have done that, do what? Come back. We mark you. Then you come back. Then take your cross. Let's go ahead. If he did that to that soul, he won't make that soul to enter into life. Why? He knew that soul. So he gave him things that must be done to ascertain that the soul will be ready or will be available in order to learn a new curriculum. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that place, one man came to Jesus and said, I want to follow you, but let me go and bury my father and Just give me time. I like you. I know you are. I like you. You are a master. You are the master. But just give me time. And it's not. It's meant. I appear as if he said, "Let me just go and bury and come back." No, it starts. His son is very old. Amen. Praise God. And he feels the highest honor he can give to his father is to give him a befitting burial. Jesus said, "Let the dead bury their dead. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God." Is that not harsh? Is he saying you should not bury your father? I went in the house, please. But for that soul, that burial service can be the last distraction you have. Let the dead bury their dead. There are expectations for souls to have in order to be able to come into the path of life. If you don't take it that way, you are not going to enter into it. You'll be in church for 40 years, actually speaking. But you can be a preacher. You can build a mansion and buy your cars, buy airplane. But certainly, you can't enter into the realm of eternal life. Praise God. What does it mean? You can't come to the reality of understanding that can give you access. So let's see where we're reading. We're reading Matthew 6. Let's go there and see. Few things Jesus has laid down there that are important for us to note that they have no alternative. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Verse 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Now, how do you know if you have light or you have darkness? Because darkness, what he's talking about, is a light. He came across some Pharisees and he said, "I've come to restore her." He said, "He that is blind might see. But for you, you see." You said, "We see." And because you said, "We see," your blindness is retained. So it means that those who say we see did not know that they did not see. They assume that we see. So you can have light, which is darkness, but it's actually the light of evil. It's not the light of life. In John 8, it says, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." He described exactly what they will have, not just light. They will have the light of life. So what they call evil is the light that is not the light of life. The true light is the light of life. This is the light that shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. I was with the children this morning in their place, and I know we're talking much about light today, having more light. But you know when a light becomes evil? But a lie can become evil. So I was asking the children, "What is light?" And amazingly, one of them said, "Is it generator? What do you call it? What's that? What is it? Okay. And what do you call it? Is it generator?" In those days, nowadays, when we say light, we say NEPA. But in their days, light is generator. Oh my God. So the world can just change like that. So if they're going to write Allah, we in their days. Amen. And that place, light is Bob. It's the Bob. That's light. Amen. But if that is from NEPA, from generator, from what hydro or solar source, light is what enlightens. Is that not? Light is to give sight. To be able to make you see. Is that not true? So, let's forget about that spirit of generator. Or even yesterday, everybody was talking about diesel generator. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, in my class of the world, there's spirit in that, you know, we use solar, we use turbine, we use wind power, and we use, I better pass my neighbor. Everything is to give what? So it's to make see. Whatever make manifest is light. Light, essence of light is to make seed, is that not? So I said, light actually is what makes seed, or understanding. Light is understanding. When the guy is enlightened, what does he mean? He has received an understanding. Maybe he has gone to the university. Is that not true? And by going in there, just see his gaze. What changes his gaze? And a knowledge, an understanding, an assertion of your real personality now gives you an edge, as it were, above your friends who didn't go to university. Is that not true? Amen. I mean, when you get back to the village and you want to play Ayo with them, they say, where they still feel you are showing yourself. You are not really showing yourself. It's just because your gaze and your perception is not the same. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Praise God. So, light actually is something to enlighten, is to give or to give interpretation or give understanding. So, when it says that he that followeth me will have the light of life, what is he talking about? They have an understanding that comes from eternal nature. Their perception, their evaluation, their judgment, their standing, their position will be informed by the eternal nature of God. Some people's understanding is guided by the nature of their environment, nature of their world, nature of their church, nature, you know, there are a lot of things that guide your case. But the divine nature also is a knowledge, or is an understanding. Right? Amen. The Son of God has come and he has given us an understanding. It is John who was saying he has given us an understanding. He has given us as provision, but we have not assessed the understanding. It's provided for us because it has been given to. For them, they have received it by following. They have received it by pressing into. They have received it from moving from revelation to revelation, and that informs their case. So we have an understanding. The Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true. So there's a need for understanding of Him that is true. We are in Him, actually, that is true. We are in His Son, and that Him that we're in actually is eternal life. So the understanding of the true God is eternal life. Are we in the house this? So it's not like you just stay here and maybe you just move to heaven. Moving to heaven does not change your nature. I think you know that. Amen. What did I say? Does not change your nature. Or else angels will have eternal life. But they have their own life, not eternal life. So it is not what is in heaven that has eternal life. Amen. Am I with you this morning? I just feel like coming to basics. I just feel like coming time when we say some things, it's just as if there's need for basic understanding that can help us to make good progress, that can we are certain that we are going towards where we are going. You know what I'm saying? That we are making progress. We are coming closer to where we are going. If we are not yet there, we know that we are on the page. We are on the line. Praise God. So angels don't have eternal life, but they are in heaven. There's only one who has life. It's God. It's called eternal God. I went to the house, please. It's the eternal Son. It's the eternal Spirit. There is no eternal angel. Amen. So, being eternal is not just like being invisible. It's not just what makes eternal. Are we right? What I say? It's not when you leave this body. Say, you don't acquire eternal nature by leaving this body. And that's the mystery, that eternal nature wants to come to this body. That's the part there that people in the other religions don't understand. Say, how do you say Jesus is God? God, what is it? God. Eternal nature is what made God. Say God. Eternal God. Not the church. Eternal God. I went in the house, please. That's why that eternal God dwelt in the realm of the invisible, which no man can see, no man can approach unto. When I say approach, means that no man can gaze that realm. Man can comprehend it.
So what will make that young Christian to walk away is because he can't comprehend it. When you get there, it's foolishness. It's stupidity. It does not make sense. Are we in the house, please? It changes the gear of wisdom. The wisdom is not about the wisdom you can relate with. Are we in the house, please? When you hear the wisdom of Solomon, it's reasonable. Is that not reasonable? But it's like, but greater than Solomon is here. So it's a wisdom higher than Solomon. The Solomon wisdom can raise great kingdom on the earth here, raise great riches on the earth here. It means there are things above the earth. There are things above the riches and the wealth of the earth. Are we in the house, please? You will need a different wisdom, a higher wisdom to assess them. That's why Solomon was given that approval to write, vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. Telling you that what my wisdom will assess is vain. In the face of eternity, is vain. But that's what the whole world can die for. Because to them, it's real. It's real. It's so real. That's why when you get there, you feel like, wow, God is here. God is not there. God is not just in earthly world. He's not there. He gives it, it's not there. Today, places like Dubai is trying to build up their nation, make it a nice place of tourism on the earth here. If you don't know eternal God, you will get to say, don't tell me God is here. No man can do this by himself. I said, man can do it by himself. Men have raised, they have raised wonders on the earth. Wonders of the earth. You know, sometimes what people assert is that they just get a place and say, wow, wow. And they are looking at, they're not seeing to their spirit. They just look at and say, wow, wow, wow. God is here. No, God is not here because of this light. God is not here because of these colors. God is not, he's not here because of, he's not here but, do you understand what I'm saying? He's not here because of the music and the harmony. He's not here because we sing him or we sing contemporary. You understand what I'm saying? These are things that man can use to, you know, I've ever been where the Arabian world is and you see them everywhere there's mosque and you're hearing Allah Akbar, and you're hearing in the city, your place. So the conscience of man that does not know God, you don't feel that, wow, you can't say God is doing this thing. A whole nation, everywhere, when it's time to call for prayer, it's not like now, as we're here now, in places where Christians are dominant, it's not forceful. You know what I'm saying? You can be in the market now and be doing your market, nobody's going to. But in their state, in where you have the state, when it's time for prayers, everybody, every person. So when it's everybody, everywhere, you're going like that one. You're going to feel it. So we just say, you can, how can you tell me that these billions of people are wrong? No. Trillions of people can be wrong. Billions can be wrong. Trillions can be wrong. Before it was discovered that the earth was spherical, everyone that said it was mocked. Because everybody on earth here, scientists assumed and accepted that the earth was flat. And it was reasonable. So if it was a religion, the whole world would be in that religion. Of flat nature of the earth. Every religion over there. It just took time and time and time to discover that it was not like that. And sometimes when you're in your house and there are 10 people there and 9 goes to church, when you're the only one, you just feel like, oh. That feeling is not, it's not why you are going to be condemned. Are we in the house, please? Yeah. Let me just belong. No, belonging does not make you enter. What you can do is that you're going to have a chance to come to church and hear the gospel. When you hear the gospel, your response there determines if you are going to be saved or damned. But you know, if you go to church, you're going to have a feeling that I fulfill that demand. Even if you don't hear any message of salvation, initially you're going to have a feeling of belonging. Right? But because it's not salvation, the feeling will not last. In 1 year, you're going to feel that, let me just be myself. Because there's no reason for being there. Praise God. Are we together? So, what
Jesus provides, it's real and can only be accessed through Him alone when it's understood from His perception, from His delivery. Praise God. So, it means the light of the body is the eye. So, if the eye is singly said, or this eye is focused on one thing, that is how, in the realm of eternal light, that's how the body increases in light. The whole body will be do what? Will be full of light. So, what empowers the body, or what increases the body's light, is focus. Now that is not in our natural nature. Our natural person is to be divergent. Actually, why we are men is because of our divergent nature. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. And that is why He calls us evil. We're not evil because we tell lies. We're not evil because you kill a person. You are evil. Can you see? If you've been evil, if you've been evil, can give that which is good to your children. How much more your Father in heaven? You've been evil, it's not because He says all of you are murderers. Are we in the house, please? It's because you don't have access to light. So the light in you is evil. So what we call the light of man is evil. And that's why it is divergent. It can't look at one thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you being evil can give that which is good to your children. How much more? So, your father is not evil. Why is he not evil? Your father is a true light. It's a true light. And if he's going to give his light to anyone, and the light will remain his light, because the light in you can become evil. Praise God. What did I say? The light in you can become evil. How can you have light and the light becomes evil? Understand, I said, light is understanding. Is that not right? Light is discernment. Light is enlightenment. That's light. So, if you have an enlightenment that began to be divine enlightenment, how can divine enlightenment becomes evil? Well, it didn't say that they will take away the light from you and replace it. No. The light will turn. The light will turn. Or it tilts or becomes corrupted. Now, understand, the enlightenment, when I say divine enlightenment, it came by divine information. Are you here? It came by what? Divine information. It was Jesus who opened you to that enlightenment. Is that right? And you began to hear His teaching. And by His teaching, you obey His teaching, you began to get enlightened. Now, when the light becomes evil, does it mean you will stop reading the Bible? Is that what makes the light to be evil? Why do you think that Satan would love to have Peter? Jesus said to Peter, Peter, Peter! Or in the language, Peteru, Peteru. Satan has great interest in you. He wants to have you. He wants to have you. That he may sift you as wheat. Will it take away from Peter his religious knowledge of God? If Peter is a bishop, he will still preach. They won't take away his being bishop from him. Is that not true? If he's an evangelist, they won't take away. Next day, he will still pack his Bible and go and evangelize. Is that not true? If he's an usher, if he's a brother in the church. But it is that he wants to have you. He wants to take the divine understanding from you. Or he wants to corrupt the understanding you have. So that understanding will not be. But once it's corrupted, it's no more divine. I will in the house this. So light can become what? Darkness. Not because you backslide like we say. When you say, when you hear, and the man committed adultery, say, wow, that man just fell. Why should he? That perception is too low. It's the only time people pray for pastors is that why will not fall? Come on, Shubu. Wait, Shubu is adultery. That's what the church knows about fall. Paul's interest is that he will not miss the mark. It's mark. To him, it's mark. You know, he will run through. Not that he has finished the race, that he will not be disqualified. So you didn't obey the law here. You broke the protocol here. That's a man who understands the calling. And the present church has lost touch with the reality of the calling. We have replaced with all manner of waves of visions and dreams than the revelation of the truth of God's word. Many people build the church doctrine based on someone who died. We came back from and said, I went to hell. Somebody was in our court. Who got converted. What does he have to say? Paul said, if though an angel comes to you and preach another gospel, if I come back and preach another gospel, he said, let him be accursed. The one we brought to you is the original one. So there's no vision or dream that is higher than the revelation of God's word. Praise God. So light can become darkness. Not because you do what people see as, but because you break the protocol. There's protocol of eternal life. When you break the protocol, something just go out of place. Just go out of place. Or it means that they just say you can't go beyond there. No, just stay here. You can't go beyond. In the spirit, they just stop you there. You can't go beyond. Explore where you are. You can't go beyond there. For every door, every next phase of your life requires a level of sanctification, which is by revelation of the demands of that sphere. Praise God. If thy hand be evil, thy whole body is full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee become darkness. Wow. So the knowledge of God you have before, if unbelief or double-mindedness, you know, it says, if your eyes be single, your body shall be full of light. But if thy eyes be evil, it didn't say if thy eyes be double. Normally, you expect that when it says your eyes is single, then the next vision, if your eyes be double. James says, a double-minded person is unstable in all of his way, and he can't receive anything from the Lord. Double-minded is not just that you doubted. No. It's that you regarded unbelief, or you regarded other things as also necessary, or also equal with the eyes of the divine understanding. You didn't hear what your eyes said. Amen. Praise God. So see here. So when it says evil, it says, for no man can serve two masters. In that nobody can have two goals. Your goal is your master. What I say? Come and say it again. You know, sometimes you just say, yeah, I'm going for Christ. But for me, I will not be poor. I can't be poor. No, for me. Don't put out with my Christianity. I know my God. Are we together, please? Poverty is bad. But you see, the way you are renting into your life with poverty can be an hindrance from you entering your life. Or of you, yeah. Amen. A man that just said, go and sell all you have. What has he reduced into? Poverty. It's hopelessness. If you are, I'm the one, you are the one in the 21st century ministry. You know what I'm saying? Boy, God is a good God. He forgive your past. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You see, God even used this finances to have to boost your life, boost your, just so to the kingdom of God. And you know what I'm saying? You see, all those preaching and revelation, the power is gained. You know what I'm saying? Amen. When they saw the rich man, they seen what he can do for his ministry. You're not seeing what he can do for his soul. Say, you see, I know my calling. God sent me to rich man. You see, we have the different calling. So to get to them, I need a good chip and my, see, God has to prepare me and empower me, you know, to get to them. Yeah. The issue you hate poverty, you know, and you think being rich is by association. Do you understand the thing? For God to read those from our soul takes time, because they are deep motions of the soul. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts to the divine soul of the soul and the spirit. The bones and marrows are exposed, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And with whom nothing is hid. So when he's dealing with us to ensure that you're going to life, he's trying to root the things in us that he knows are problems. For that guy, Jesus knows his problem. He knows his nature and problem. So he's trying to take it from him in trances. He's helping the guy. You know, when the guy was, when he walked away, the pastor said, and just look at him. And he loved him. He just loved that guy. He just saw, wow. He loved the guy. But he walked away. Sorrowfully. Can you see that? Amen. The guy went away grieved because he had great possession. He's a rich guy. And Jesus does not need his riches. Jesus lived by those petty givings that came from those ladies. Those women, you know. That's why I love women for that. Women are givers. Amen. I love you guys too. I'm talking about them. But women fell in love more easily when they see if the woman love truth. If he sees the truth, he fall in love and give everything. But if you're a man, you wake up and say, no, be careful. The man will wake up anytime. You know? But when a woman fall in love, when she truly just say, this is truth, they fall in love, just fall in love, you know. Is that true? Clap for the woman. Come on. Amen. Praise God. Short, very short message, Abby. But are you picking what I'm saying? Okay. So, why man is kept in darkness? Because the way he thinks. Just call it, you know, I mean, Paul called it, say, when he said their understanding is darkened. So you can see that, and that's why they are alienated from the life of God. Because of their darkened what? Understanding. The way they see. So even when you are born again, it does not change the way you see. They need to brighten or re-enlighten your understanding with information and the principles that does not make sense. But they are real, true, and eternal. No man can serve two masters. So the masters are the expectations. Okay? So you want God. You also want to be rich. See, that makes sense. It's a good balance. It's an evil thought. What do I call it? Come on, say it again. You won't say it because you want to be rich by all means. That's a crave. They have to take that crave from you. That crave must be rich from you. Oh, my. You don't understand what I'm talking about. The will to be rich, we compete with God. You find that there's a demands you can't lay down of your will to be rich. You can still be rich with God, but you will lose that competitive placement. That placement that make it competitive for you. Anytime it's about the teacher is about going in the preacher, you are angry with the preacher. But you don't want to deal with anything that will reduce your crave for wealth. You can't enter into life. You will be in church, but you'll be in church for 50 years. You can't even go to heaven. Because it's not everything in heaven that is in life. You don't know you're going to be in America and still be suffering in America.
baba eje nde lo baba
life o ri be ni US o
je nde be na gbo an to blog tan lo be won pada wa
you don't know why they're not coming back. They have not told you why they're not coming back. I think that was easy. Amen. Only that Trump is there, many of them now. Amen. Praise God. You can never know what is true by observation. You can never know. The more you open his eye, the more confused you are. Go loud, you know. And be what deception to me. As you are doing that, you are more deceived. Because deception itself is not apparent. Why is it called deception? Because an average man will not see it. It is when you are enlightened with another light that will expose deception to you. Some are not in church because, for me, I don't want any pastor, I don't want any church to, no, for me, you know. That one you have done is the first deception. That thing you are saying is not your own information. Somebody sold it to you. Do you understand the thing? So there's no way of escape for the human intelligence. The undoing of the Western world is their intelligence. They bring everything to mind. And when you have the light of the land and you hear them talk, you say, oh, I hear me. When you book God. But to them, they are very bright. It is Africa that are unenlightened. And enlightenment is never. And enlightenment good road. And enlightenment politics. But that's not divine enlightenment. I went in the hospice. But you can have those enlightenment and still be a fool. In 50 years, 100 years, you wonder, how did we get here? How did we get here? Like a white lady, they were interviewing him about Islamic State and the rest of that. They were saying, I have many of them as friends. They are good people. Hey. But then we'll be the yellow. And to her, he's talking from liberalism. Unlearned, dark in mind. You can't use Western and to decode to the sun. That thing is higher than the Western mind. That's why the first thing that the devil wants to do all the time is to keep the light of eternal life. I've told you, it's like that light of life is like when you set a fire on in the city of Ipo. Ipo hates fire. Ipo hates fire. If you light your fire anywhere 2 kilometers from Ipo, it will know that there's a fire burning somewhere. And it will be running there to go and quench the fire. When it gets there, you know it's angry. It will scatter it. It doesn't want light. It doesn't want fire. I don't know how God will just make animals like that to show us some examples. How Satan and all his religion invented hate Christ passionately. Passionately. So they are instructed to kill every Jew, every Christian. Anywhere, any city you hear they have, pursue them, kill them. Why do they have that venom? Is that it's the only light they can't handle. When that light blazes, it exposes every darkness. It enlightens the Western mind, enlightens the Asian mind, enlightens the African mind, enlightens every nation's mind. Is it true light that shineth? Is it true light that lightens? It's ordained to lighten every man that cometh to the world. So you must hate it. This is the condemnation. It has come unto the world that men love darkness rather than light. Because the initial demand of darkness does not look like slavery. The initial demand does not look like that. Imagine how the Arab world be supporting Hillary to rule America. What does it look like? Sean Jordan. From what is known as the Arab mind and Hillary. But they are the same. In the human mind, they don't look the same. Oh my God. And God had to intervene to save that nation from ruin, from fast ruin. Amen. Why that happens is that they can't give up the expectation of eternal life. The things he expects them to do is too costly for them. That's why he said they are dead. Their deed is their unbelief. The expectation of that life. Come on, how can you say that except your eyes be single? That's when your body will increase in light. If your eyes is double, triple, quadruple, your body will be full of what? Darkened information. And if the light which in you become darkness, so how great is that darkness? Telling you what is that. So he knew the end of it, but man can't know the end. The expectation itself is challenging. You can't give it. How can we just stay on the Lord alone? Or stay on the Lord Jesus? How can we just stay on the Lord alone? Is that what he's going to teach us? How to do economics? He won't teach you. But he'll make you see the evil in economics. Amen. You know what this Bible does not? There are many information that's not in this Bible. Is that not? Amen. How to cook up ogbono? Is it here? Recipe for ogbono? Is it here? Even how to greet your father? Is it there? That's you and your father. Which God you care about? They are not issues to him. Once the true light is shining in you, all other things will be taken care of. What does it mean? You will see them the way they really are. But the way they really are, you can't see them if you look at them straight. You can't see them. That's why I told the man, stay with the tree of life. Eat the tree of life. Don't take off this one. But if you take off this one, you will see in the way you should not see. Your understanding will be darkened. And actually speaking, you still have enlightenment. But it's a darkened enlightenment. It's what makes you a good tool in the hand of Satan. Actually, you are a good tool in the hand of Satan. Hallelujah. Let me read that place down a little bit. Verse 24. And this is basic, Abby. So it's back to basics. So you do not forget whereon you have been instructed. And stay where you have been instructed. It's safety. Praise God. Therefore, I say unto you, take not for your life what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, what you shall your body, what you shall put on. It's not the life more than the meat, and the body than raiment. These places are not easy for the natural mind to understand. They must empower you with faith to understand them. Take not thought of this. It's not saying don't think about your ugu and the obono soup. Okay. But don't let it bother. Don't let the seemingly excellency bother you to start with. Because there are things that ask for immediate attention. Right? How to build your house fast. How to build your first house. How to... How to get your first car. How to get your first business. How to... You know what I'm saying? When you do them, when you set them fast, it just makes you feel, let's serve God now, okay? Let's serve. Who will not serve God? Amen. And you just have your children raised like that, and you just make a progress in school like that, like just like that. And the first born is just 20, is about finishing a first degree, and the second born is just 18, he's just in part 4 medicine, and the third born is just 14 and a half. We just got some, the 219 last jump. Huh? Some distinctions. Amen. Praise God. Wow. God is good, God. Let's serve God. Let's serve this great God. You understand? That is still possible. Right? But you're going to find out that the way it does is that it's not an insurance. A certain part does not go the way you want it. And there's a tendency to want to make a solving a problem equal as God. Praise God. One day I was teaching Joshua and I was put off. The Lord just said to me, you are his father, I am his God. Sometimes when churches punish pastors because of their children, they don't understand. They are unjust. One person was telling me of reason. She has finished school, is doing his master's. Her master's, she's left home for many years. And she wanted to watch me in the church, you know, all of that. and they are fighting and they must come back to the Father Church. Fighting. You know, that was enough to scatter the whole family, you know. So he was telling me, I said, I just laughed. I said, this old problem is coming up again. You are his father, but you are not his God. You cannot play the two roles together. When you do that, you will misbehave. Now, it will be paining you because if you score that, you will add it to your CV. You know what I'm saying? Olua, eshila shekwe, eshile la shekwe, esholomi la shekwe. Because when you do that, it gives you a sense of fulfillment, which is not godliness. Now we're going to try to solve every problem that we see around us. We're going to try to solve. If I say every problem, I'm going to solve it, but I am too sure I can't solve everything. For Abraham, the Lord met him at 75. An issue of a child of promise was the problem for 25 years. I'm not saying that a pastor introduced God to Abraham. God met Abraham. Remember, he went to a service, and when he was in the service there, and through the, he just liked the church, he joined. No, he met Abraham. God appeared to Abraham and spoke to Abraham. How do you say that one? 25 years. And the next thing, God, what is happening? What is happening? Yeah, I am your shield and your exceeding great. Go and demystify it. Abraham, I am your shield and extreme great reward. What does it mean to you? Along with me, Bo. Eh? Okay, no matter the and he expect Abraham to understand what he's saying. Abraham, I'm thy shield. I have your good child and fear not. Abraham, I'm thy shield. And extreme great. It took how many years I believe Jesus to know the meaning of that scriptures. And God spoke the figure to a man. Go find it out. So when you hear God is a friend of Abraham, you don't know what he put Abraham through in knowing him. In knowing him, not God is difficult, but Abraham thinking is difficult. God is not difficult. Abraham is the one that is difficult. More than the good is this one. Why are you taking this low? Abraham. You that will father the whole nations of the earth. For Abraham is a major issue. Major issue. Just like she's born is a major issue of Ada. Amen. Amen. It's a major issue. If you collect the she's born and you don't return it, your name will not be blotted from the book. Amen. Because what he asked for Abraham is more than what he's thinking about. How do you make a man like that think about it? It's not easy to think about. He's not thinking like that. So the day God can crush your thinking to think like him is a great deliverance. That's the reason for enlightenment. To remove darkness from your understanding. Praise God. See verse 31. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what weather shall we be clothed? Yoruba call it aniyan. I like that, aniyan. Anywhere they find you, that's what, pray, Oluwa, 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 Oluwa. Say, pray that the Lord will raise you up. Probably pray 1 minute. Father, raise me up in the name of Jesus. Raise me up. Your eye can't leave the place. They say where the thing is attached to your soul. They won't say back or not crying, but it's clipped. They say, God, I know you will do this one, but this one, God. Pray in his mind. That he didn't give you is the completeness. So, Oluwa, that's a pe. Motin she, Otin pe. Ori ko pe ni. Shuma, Oluwa ele. Oh my God! The message of eternal life is something else. It's something else. Oh, ma. If you're a pastor, if you're a minister, and they have not helped you to see, you can't minister it. You can't minister it. An average Christian cannot minister it. It's not sensitive to an average mind. It's not, I'm telling you, it's not listenable except Jesus takes you to explain it to you. Or he put on that people he has taken to explain it to you. You won't understand it. It's not sensible. Why do you think all the mountains are full of people? They are believers now. Many of them, when they were young, Kingdom of God, a job alone. Desire for it. So your decision is not enough. They need to enlighten you. For Heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all these things, but seek it first, the principle of first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. See, when the issue is that they want to place the kingdom in the front and nothing with it. They are not saying you don't go to your business. You can be there for 16 hours. I don't even have time to read Bible for 2 hours. But in your utmost desire and panting, nothing must replace it. If they wake you up from anywhere and they ask you, what is one thing? Without trying to impress God, the one thing must be that it is the kingdom of God and its righteousness. I want to see the way it is exactly. I want to align with it. They don't talk to you like a human being. They talk to you like children of God. Because of what you enlist for. You enlist that you don't want to be a mere human being anymore. Is that not what you will enlist for? Why are you here? You enlist that you want to be a child of God. Is that not? So how do you want to remain child of man? The wind blow it. And no man know it. Where it's coming from and where it's going. How your life will arrive, man must not understand how it will be like. They should be looking at you and be wondering, Koyewon. In those days, we sing the song, is it a better sang song? Koleyewon, ra ra ra, Koleyewon. Koleyewon, big bad, dero, she loba. Actually speaking, they should not know how you are living. Why are you excited? They should look at kilo. why is he excited? They should be finding out. Show shit, I'm not a mini. Many times we shout in this place, they're already tired of our shouting in this area. Because somebody can just become from a journey and the whole house will shout, scream. Everybody will be peeping out from the window. Kilo shit. They saw their brother and they are excited. Will you say they should not shout? Scream! Because you are passionate in love. That's your nature. Let's have that. Please round up, please. Thank you.
Our Father, we thank you. 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 For you seek that which is not lost. You seek that which is with you. You seek that which I have provided. You seek that which is now available. But you can't find it because something is hiding it from you. You can't find it because, yes, yourself, self, man is hiding it from you. Man is hiding it from you. Yeah, your flesh has hidden it from you. It has been hidden from you, and it looks very far away. You have come looking for life. You have come looking for God. But you must find it, and the only way to find God is to lose that thing which you seek. That thing which you hold so dear. When you lose it, you find that which I give you. You lose it when you find that which I give you.
When the way to receive that which I offer is to lose that which you hold. The way to receive that which I offer is to lose that which you hold. That is wisdom. That is wisdom. That is wisdom. Come into freedom. Come into liberty. For there is so much ahead of you. There is so much I have promised you. There is so much you can inherit. There is so much in stock for you, which you can never have as long as you hold on to that which you have. As long as you hold on to yourself, as long as you hold on to your ego, as long as you hold on to your pride, as long as you hold on to your lust, you cannot find freedom, you cannot find liberty, you cannot find the inheritance which is made available in light. For inheritance is in light, and light must take away your darkness. Light must expose your darkness. Take it away from you before you can have the inheritance with the saints. We dwell in light. Their inheritance is in light. Your inheritance is in light. But your boundary between your inheritance and yourself is light. You must go through this light. You must be taken by light. Light must x-ray you. Light must sieve that which you hold away from you. That is the way you have your inheritance. That is the way you have inheritance. This inheritance is yours if you will drop the darkness which be in you. Can we bow our heads this morning and pray and trust the Lord for our inheritance this morning? Can we trust the Lord to grant us grace to indeed drop the darkness? To drop the darkness. To drop the darkness. The truth is that these things which we know are actually darkened matters.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.